Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Dogs Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings upon us all. And Father, we ask you for peace. Only your peace. The peace that passeth all understanding. And we ask for your protection. Protection over this nation, protection over our president, protection over those around him, protection of the people. And Father, again, we thank you and we praise you for who you are, for your love and your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness for all our sins. All of us have sinned. And we thank you. Father, I surrender CSC Talk Radio to you. Give me the wisdom to be what I need to be your instrument, and guide me. We turn it over to you. You know the needs. They are great, but they are not greater than you. For such a time as this, I beg you to hear our prayers, Abba Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the news seems to be the same thing every day. We keep thinking it's going to change, but it doesn't. What divides America? I think we were all united in low gas costs at the pump. None of us were objecting to that, were we? An energy and abundance, independence without a pretense in the without a presence in the Middle East. COVID-19 slogan, we're in this together. It seemed to be more cliche than truth. Certainly those touting it. We're not missing paychecks or staying home from their jobs. I'm speaking of the talking heads. So a week ago today, we had a huge election day. Largest turnout of legitimate voters in modern history, and I believe President Donald Trump had a lot to do with that. But it also may have been the largest illegitimate turnout of voters as well. But the last many elections have done more to divide this nation than to unite it. Why do you think that might be? I used to believe in the two-party political system. I thought that they wanted the same outcomes, but just had different means of reaching that. But that's no longer the truth, and perhaps it never was the truth. I was just naive. But the Democrat Party is now the party of socialism, communism. They say it out loud. They're against the Declaration of Independence. They're against the U.S. Constitution. And they're against the Bill of Rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't believe Americans can even agree on those three fundamental words of freedom and independence anymore. Today, we remember the service and the sacrifice of all Marines and honor the legacy passed down through their generations. Happy birthday, Marines. You know I've got a soft spot in my heart for you. My brother served as a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And thank you for serving this nation, all of you. For 145 years, happy birthday. Thank all of you for your service to this country, and may freedom forever ring and liberty soon rise above all the divisions in this nation. God bless America. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Surely America will be united to honor all those who fought for freedom, including our Marines and Army and Air Force and Navy, Coast Guard. Restaurants will be giving out free meals to honor them and, you know, bring in a few customers because there is still the American profit to consider. No, I'm not begrudging them good marketing. but I am stating that Americans want what they want. Socialism, our young men and women fought against that. But our Democrat Party and the rhino globalists, and I'm talking about Republicans, they keep legislating it here. Here in the land of the free and home of the brave. Why is America divided? We lack truth. We lack integrity. We are run by politicians who legislate against our rights. We have large, very wealthy organizations influencing, lying, and our legislators for personal agendas, you know, such as climate change. We have a media that pushes agendas rather than truth and journalism. The number is growing, not narrowing. Fox News is no longer trusted either. They have exposed themselves to be just as biased and just as lacking in most cases as those we've complained about for years, the MSNBC and CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, and on and on. The missing factor that would bring truth and integrity back to America is God. The belief in God to honor those who do, respect even if you choose not to believe. The election is 1 week ago now, but is still not behind us. There has been no declared victor, except by the journalists and the mega news outlets. He is not president-elect yet. There is a fight, and there are rallies, there are legislations, litigations, and investigations, and huge voter fraud across the nation, mostly in Democrat-run states. But 2021 has no clear sight yet of a president for the United States of America. And with that, I'm going to bring on Daniel Turner. Daniel, how are you doing today? You're still as angry as I am. I think I get angry as the days go by. I'm trying to laugh about it, but you know, when you see Cavuto cut out a press conference from the White House because he doesn't like what they're saying, you know that this nation's in trouble. Of course, I'm not a Cavuto fan. But everybody that calls themselves conservative trusted Fox News, and now we know that we can't. And I don't want to necessarily go in-depth in that, just that the American people need to think for themselves. And it's getting harder and harder because the news is getting more difficult to come by, the truth in the news.
Yeah. But we don't have a lot of sources where we can return. I mean, there are obviously some good online publications, some good
newspapers,
and growing markets like OAN and Newsmax. They're not everywhere. I don't get them, for example, with my TV service. So that's a little disappointing. But you're absolutely right. This was the one thing that was kind of ours. And I hate to put it in those terms. But Fox was ours, and they had everything else, right? They had MSNBC, they had NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC. they have all of the comedy shows, all of the late night shows. They had all of Hollywood. They had we had Fox, and we had some professional sports. And even then, they took that from us, right? Like we are, and that is the anger that I don't think people understand when they look at this election. They keep comparing it to 16, saying, well, we were upset when Hillary lost. It's like, but it was different because it is not a loss right now. It is telling us that we don't belong anywhere. We're not even allowed to watch a football game, and if we are offended by the fact that people kneel for the national anthem, we're the ones who are wrong, right? And if we don't want to watch a movie that's full of liberal propaganda, we're the narrow-minded bigots, and if we don't want to listen to music that is full of just anti-president, we're not allowed in.
Go ahead. That was our fault. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. No, I was.
We're headed into a break.
Headed into break. We'll continue this after the break.
Daniel, I apologize. We are dealing with all kinds of things here as well. You know, with. It'll be all right. We're just going to chuckle blab because it's funny. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel Turner of Power the Future. He's a sponsor of today's show. And we will be right back. Thank you. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, I wanted to ask you a question because you're smarter than I am. And I got this news feed today. It's not really a news feed. You know, I get it off the internet like everybody else. But Mitch McConnell was voted in already, reelected to Senate Majority Leader. Now, it was my understanding that we're in recounts. And those recounts, are they only counting the president? Because I thought they were also counting some of these Senate areas as well. And so it was a little confusing to me. How can they say it's all settled if we're still recounting and we're still counting and we're in litigation and we're in a mess? But he's already been voted in as majority leader and accepted.
Yeah, I saw that as well, and I was a little confused because I did think that was the first thing the Senate did when it convened in a new session. But maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe that's kind of what I thought they do. Yeah, so there are still a couple of Senate races. The two senators from Georgia, for example, have yet to be announced. Maybe they... I don't know. Is it a numbers thing that regardless of how those Georgia races go, Mitch McConnell will still have majority leader?
Well, maybe, because I thought it was in question, that not necessarily that we could lose, but we could lose ground. Maybe that was, you know, so it would still be a majority. But, yeah, that's – but still, if these things have been counted incorrectly, why are we already declaring something here when we can't declare it – for the presidency, but we're going to go, you know, I was kind of confused about that, but then I get confused easily, and I'm not even long done.
The whole process.
I do have some highlights, but, you know, but, yeah, it's, you know, I'm a little concerned about the future. I'm feeling a little better than I was last week. Not that I think that we're going to win, but I think there's a good possibility with everything that's coming up. And even Attorney General Barr, he's authorized the DOJ to probe into the allegations of the voter irregularities. I love the way they say that instead of fraud. You know, irregularities. You know, like they're constipated or something. But, it, you know, it's just... they kind of are. They quit counting the votes there for a while on election night. So, oh, we're tired. We're just going to quit until the... Yeah, but
which made absolutely no sense. Yeah, I mean, that will still, for all eternity, that will linger as a legitimate question that we are not allowed to ask. Why did you stop counting? This is what you're supposed to be doing right now. Everyone's counting votes. But you all decided to stop. It would be like going to a bakery, and the baker is sitting there, and he said, well, I just decided to stop baking. Like, well, then you're not a bakery. You're just a man sitting on a stool, right? Like, this is your job, and it does not make a lot of sense. But I had a wonderful conversation yesterday at my gentleman's Bible study, which meets regularly, and I was on a bit of a negative tear about, this is before the Bible study began, of what a Biden presidency could look like and how disappointed I am, and how this is a man who claims to be a devout Catholic, but it is inevitable he will reverse the Mexico City law, which is taxpayer funding for abortion in third world countries, et cetera, et cetera. And one of my friends who's at the Bible study said, well, maybe that can be our intention from now on. Maybe we can pray that this is a 77-year-old man who's looking towards the end of his life, and maybe he will realize he does not need to embrace the things he did in the past to win elections and to win popularity. Maybe as president he will say, you know what, the heck with you people. I'm not going to start paying for abortions for taxpayers, and you can't impeach me. I'm here now. So, and I like that. We do need to pray for our enemies. I readily admit
Absolutely.
I do not do it enough, if I do it at all. Even God laughed when he heard me say enough. I do not do it at all. I have a little too much Italian in me. but I thought that was a wonderful sentiment. And maybe we can all pray that Biden have a conversion of heart, at least on some of those moral issues, that if he is inaugurated as president, maybe he will look at the face of God and his immortal soul and his own immortal soul and realize he can abstain from some of the terrible things that the Democrats Party tend to do when they have power.
Well, and those are beautiful sentiments, and we're instructed to pray for our enemies, and we are instructed to pray for our leaders. And I did pray for President Obama, not like Pelosi prayed for Trump. I really did pray for him, but not as God would chuckle to, not often enough. The thing I'm concerned about with Biden is that he's not well, and you know, the ones that are behind him are the ones pushing this, and we do need to pray about that. But I'm concerned about the fact that every election seems to be more contentious and divides the nation more than unites the nation. You know, COVID, somebody mentioned the other night that should have rallied us together. We should have come together to fight it. But because it was a political year, it became political fodder. And that's the way it was done, particularly on the Democrat side. And that's the way the mainstream media and even Fox, you know, presented it many times, you know. And it's something that should have brought us together. And it has divided us. And we've watched each other. I mean, it has the pandemic. The coronavirus is no respecter of persons. It doesn't care what political affiliation you have. It'll come into your home or your family or your friends, and it'll be the virus that it is. I just had a son and his entire family go through it, and I've got a granddaughter that was tested on Sunday. I haven't heard back how hers came out. We have friends that have had it, and some are very serious, not doing well with it. It's everywhere. And it's something that we should have united in. And instead, now we're picking apart You know, we've got Pfizer. They were playing politics, and we could see that. But we've got a vaccine coming out, and you know, so many good things have happened. I know we've been a divided nation, and I know the left, they hate Donald Trump. No matter what he does, they hate him. But I've seen where a Palestinian leader is now asking Biden to move the embassy to Tel Aviv. We've got all kinds of chaos that's going to take place when he takes president. And I think we do need to be in prayer for this, and in prayer for this nation anyway, regardless. Because if it comes out that Trump actually did win this election and they tried to steal it, that's not going to bring peace right away, for sure.
No. No, and I just drove past the White House yesterday because I was in D.C., and the barricades that they had for the election chaos are still very much up, with no sign of them being removed. I talked to officials who are in the administration who are all deployed to Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, and they feel very optimistic that they think they can reverse this. Not even reverse. They think the truth can be exposed. They very much have an attitude that this is not remotely over. So I have to, you know, you have to hold out hope for some good. The real challenge as a person of faith for your listeners who are people of faith is if it does go a certain way and Biden is sworn in, to look in the eyes of someone who says, you know, I think we all need to come together now as a nation. And to look at that person and say, for 4 years, you called me a racist. For 4 years, you told me I was supporting a Russian puppet, which is treason. For 4 years, you told me the most awful things about me, and you kicked us out of polite society because we were Trump supporters. And now you come to me and say, well, let's all unite for the good of the country. And the person of faith in me says, absolutely, I should reach that person's hand and say, let's come together. The political beast in me with a very long memory says, I don't think so.
Kind of like Whoopi Goldberg yesterday was telling us we just need to suck it up like they did.
Yeah.
And I'm going, what?
Yeah. And it's going to be very hard to do that. And I want what's best for this nation. And as I was saying before we went to the last break, But all of the things that could have united us as a country, they took from us because they wanted this whole thing to be illegitimate. All 4 years of President Trump has to have an asterisk, like Barry Bonds in the Home Run Hall of Fame. And we don't believe we did anything wrong, and that divide, I don't know how to heal it, if it can be healed.
Well, I want to talk about the energy sector and what's going to happen in a Biden, because we know what they're promising to do. So if Biden takes and Kamala take the White House, what's that going to look like? Because I don't see anything positive for America, and that's what I want to see. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. He's a sponsor of the show. Visit powerofthefuture.com. That's powerofthefuture.com. Because it's all about the future of this nation. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
AJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. Everything we look at is about the future. Daniel deals with the energy of this nation and the power of the future. You know, I want you to visit powerofthefuture.com. He's got lots of information there and what they do as powerofthefuture.com and what they look for. And we do have to look at the positive. We know that the fracking industry has saved this nation, made us independent, and they're planning on taking that away. There's several things that they might do that can hurt the future in our energy realm here in the U.S., and I want you to kind of address that, just so people are aware.
Yeah, thank you. And you're absolutely right. The energy industry, for the most part, makes its real profit on volume. And so if you own an energy company, you don't want to just drill one well, you want to drill multiple wells. And of course, the basic laws of supply and demand are the more product we have in the marketplace, as long as demand is consistent, prices will come down. But it doesn't matter because you have multiple wells going. And so on volume, you can still be very successful. We look at energy prices. I filled up my truck yesterday, and it was $1.99 here in rural Virginia where I was. And that's pretty low. What's going to happen under a Biden administration, and it's almost inevitable, is through the regulatory process, through his executive actions, many of the actions that President Trump threw out by executive action, the Obama ones, the WOTUS, we heard a lot about that, Waters of the United States Act. He'll put something like that back in, EPA regulation, et cetera. Doing all these things, he's going to ruin the volume. He's going to make it hard for people to drill and hard for people to produce. And that is going to inevitably start raising prices because demand is going to stay the same, but our amount of oil and gas in the marketplace will decrease. And here's what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be in 3 months, in 5 months, but within the year, we will go back to seeing very high gas prices, and then Joe Biden will talk about the evil oil and gas companies. And Senator Pocahontas will say how they need to be regulated because they care about money. Bernie Sanders will say they put profit ahead of people, is his favorite line. And you want to say, well,
millionaire.
They didn't do exactly, right? These millionaires and billionaires who put profit ahead of people. And you want to say, but they didn't do that in the Trump administration when oil was $2 a barrel at that, $2 a gallon at the pump. So what did you do by action, by executive order to make it difficult for them to do their job? And now they're the bad guys. And that's what's going to happen. Oil will go back to $90 a barrel inevitably if Biden puts in place what he says he's going to be. And we will be paying $7 and $8 again at the pump. And everyone will look at the oil companies and say, shame on you guys. You're evil corporations. You're making all this money. And they're going to say, we would love to lower the prices if you would let us drill for oil and gas. Regulation always makes things more expensive. It never helps out the exactly. And that's what's going to, that will be the first indication of how bad things are. Biden will call a big summit at the White House. What can we do about gas prices? And what, and they'll propose another Green New Deal. They'll propose a stimulus. They'll come up with some stupid idea. But the reason why gas prices will go through the roof is because the very actions they put in place have made it expensive. It's inevitable.
And we need to keep telling everyone that. And they're going to put us back in the Paris Accord.
Yes.
They're going to sign us back up there, which means more regulations.
And writing checks to the UN slush fund, right? The Paris Accord committed us to I think it was $5 billion a year to give to the UN for them to promote a green agenda around the world. And you say, well, wait a second. Why does the United States have to write a check to the UN so that some unelected yahoo from some country, I don't know where, now has this big slush fund, and that yahoo decides, I'm going to take this money and bring it to a country. Well, who are you? Who elected you? Why are we giving you all this money? Because Joe Biden wants it that way.
Well, and we know that, they're making a lot of promises of what they're going to, or threats, I call them threats, of what they're going to do, and they're going to set it back because the evil orange man made things bad in America. Even though people had more jobs there for a little while, I know we're recuperating. I don't know how long it's going to last. You know, we got the vaccine out and the markets went up because it looked good. And, you know, if this ends up in the hands of the left, I don't know how else to put it, then we're going to go backwards. We're not going to go forward. I don't know why they call themselves progressives, because they always regress.
Exactly.
And we're going to go backwards in America. We're going to lose jobs. China's going to be the winner. And the American people are going to be the losers. And I don't care what side of the aisle you were voting on, you're still going to be one of the losers.
And you said in your opening monologue that you used to think that we wanted the same things, and you're not so sure about that anymore. And that is absolutely accurate. We had, for the before the coronavirus, the Chinese virus hit, we had the highest ever amount of people working and the lowest amount per capita, right, proportionally, lowest ever on food stamps. who would not celebrate that, right? Why does the left look at that as something bad? And the reason why is because when people are on government programs, it gives them power. They want people on government programs. They want people on food stamps. It's power for them to control an agenda. It's power for them to hire people, right? If we have more people on food stamps, we have to put in offices, and we have to, and those are our friends who get those contracts, and they want government to be powerful, and the way they make government powerful is by making people weak. When people are free to choose their own life, and they're free to have a career, and they're self-sufficient, they kind of don't forget, they forget about government, right? I mean, they forget, but not anymore. They want government will be a big part of your life now, and mm-hmm. and that's very frustrating.
The more we rely on government individually, in families, communities, the more control they have over our lives.
Yeah.
The bigger they become, and the less significant you become.
The real racists in America, I can make a blanket statement, are the people who support this agenda, because look at what happened with minority communities in terms of opportunity and prosperity. Do you not want black people to have jobs? No, they don't. They want black people to be dependent on government. They don't want black kids in their school. That's for darn sure, because they will stop any school choice opportunities that this administration was going to put in place. They don't want integrated schools. They want black people in black schools in black neighborhoods. And then they can talk about how sad it is that the inner city is a disaster without ever saying, why is it a disaster? Don't the inner city people
Have you ever heard any of them explain what it is exactly about school choice they're against?
No.
Has anybody ever asked them? I know the media won't ask them, but has anybody ever just flat out asked them, what is it about school choice that you disagree with?
Yeah. Why do these kids in inner cities, and not even inner cities, cities are very congested and very dense, so there can be a very bad neighborhood, literally six blocks from a better neighborhood. Why can't that kid walk six blocks and go to that school? Nope, we're not going to allow that to happen. And they have the gall to call us racist when we want the same thing for all people, but they don't.
Well, you know, America is divided, but I think the freedom grew most definitely with President Donald Trump. I think he woke people up, and they realized, hey, we've been asleep at the helm, and we better start get to work. And I'm hoping that we didn't wake up too late, you know, and I'm hoping that the people are making the phone calls to the legislature right now and telling them we want integrity in our electoral system. You need to fix it. Fix it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're headed into a break. You're listening with Daniel Turner of Power the Future, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Bring on the glitz this holiday season with MakeupAmerica.us. Rhonda, CEO and founder of Makeup America, is offering her one-and-done sister sets, matching lipstick and nail polish. But Rhonda didn't stop there. She's added a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. Most sister sets are under $30. Remember to use the promo code BethAnn20 for 20% off. Get one and done. You got more for less. Easy, smart shopping, right? These sister sets are perfect. Whether a hostess gift, Hanukkah, or Christmas gifts, appreciate your first responders. Great stocking stuffers, and say thank you to teachers. And shh, don't forget your Secret Santa. Bring some glitter to your Happy New Year celebrations. One and done it is. Each sister set includes a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. You will also save close to $9 in the 4-color American manicure set when using the promo code BethAnn20. Visit MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BethAnn20 to receive 20% discount off all Makeup America products. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. Daniel, I have to correct myself in my monologue. I said 145 years, and it's 245 years for our Marines today. If my brother was listening, I'll probably get a hammer over the head. But it, 245 years, it was a typo, and I was reading it and not thinking about it. And so, 245 years for the Marines today.
And happy birthday to them.
Absolutely. You know, he went to Vietnam when I was still in young high school age. I was a freshman. And he has suffered with Agent Orange, and he is quite the hero. Took care of our mother the entire time. He lost his wife that same year that my father passed away, and he took my mother in because he can't work. And he took her in, and she was dealing with Alzheimer's, and he's the hero. He's not a patient hero, but he's a hero. He's the hero that took an awful lot on his shoulders, because that's what Marines do. And so, anyway, but we're on the last leg of the show here, and I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you. And, you know, I'm concerned about the future of this nation, not just our energy, but our energy encompasses everything.
It does. And you just mentioned how your brother went off to Vietnam when you were in high school. And one of the things that the left, the very, very bitterly partisan, sometimes deeply un-American left refuses to acknowledge is that this is the first president in 40 years who has not sent more troops off to war. We've invaded no new country. We've had no new skirmishes. They told us when he was elected the world was going to end. They predicted, do you remember?
Nuclear war with Korea, North Korea.
Yeah, very quickly into his administration. Was it someone at someone in was it in Japan? Was it in South Korea? Even sent like a fake message that nuclear that missiles had been launched, and people ran for. Was it in Hawaii? People ran for cover because they were told, and it was like, oh, that was just a little glitch. No, it wasn't. It was some NSA operative. It was some military who hated this president who thought they needed to scare people, right? We were told regularly. I'll find that exact story. Your readers may remember.
I remember it. I do remember it, and it put everyone in a horrible panic. They were taking their families and heading for the mountains, but there wasn't any place to hide, really.
No,
I want to make a point here, or an observation. Please. With climate change, the one thing that we have often said is that through these, and it's been a couple of decades now, at least, because it was global cooling when I was in high school. So several decades now, they have made predictions, and not one prediction, not one, has ever come to fruition, has ever been true. And the same thing with all the predictions, all the doomers and the gloomers through when President Trump was elected. Not one, am I correct, not one of their predictions ever came true.
No. And that's why they had to invent reasons why he was unfit to be president. And then, as you said, when this coronavirus came, they saw it as a blessing and said, rather than unite, this is a chance for us to go on the attack. This is, as Rahm Emanuel said, a crisis that we will not let go to waste. But you're right. None of the things that they said were going to happen did happen. So they had to invent other reasons to have him impeached. They had to invent other reasons for him to be seen as unfit. And when you even listen to the left talk about this president, they are unable to put into specifics what they dislike. They will say things like, he's ruined our relationship with the rest of the world. He's weakened our democracy. Well, what does that mean? Right? You need to ask people to unpack that. And again,
yes,
we can be
a general statement.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of a lot of times. I'm guilty of making those too.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm guilty of it too, but I like to think if someone asked me to unpack it, I can point to specifics. And so when we hear things like, oh, he's just so friendly with Russia, well, what does that mean, right? What does it mean that – so they have to find the generalities. They can't just admit, I don't like the guy. I have no problem saying that about President Obama. No offense to my Christian principles. I just don't like him. I also disagree with him politically. But I also don't – I'll admit it. Why can't you just admit you don't like this president? And the pro-peace movement crowd, the ones who would march all through D.C. when Bush was president and call him a warmonger, the ones who were oddly silent when Barack Obama was sending more military and responsible for more deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan than Bush, they stopped marching. Where have they been for 4 years to say, boy, oh boy, we didn't go to any new country? That will change with Joe Biden. And that's my other horrible prediction that I pray does not come true. I pray none of my predictions come true. But the best indication of what's going to happen tomorrow is what we have seen happen in the past. And in the past, Joe Biden has supported every war, every military intervention. And things will bubble up, especially as oil prices begin to climb. The Iranians, the Omanis, the Yemenis, some of the people we do not like will suddenly have a lot of cash on hand. And when Iran has a lot of cash, they fund Hezbollah and Hamas, and they engage in terrorism. And then when they engage in terrorism, we send our military to deal with terrorism. That's inevitable. And I pray people like you don't have to say, oh, I'm just in high school. My brother went off to go fight in a war. But if the past is any indication, we can expect that. And that's a horrifying prospect.
I had another headline today that I almost hate to even give it, but at the same time I read it and I thought, this man in this other nation has more understanding of our electoral process than our own medias do. Because it says Putin and other leaders, they're going to wait until the legal procedures finish and are completed before congratulating Biden. Now, they're still thinking Biden's going to win, but they're not going to congratulate him just yet. Now, of course, he's already setting up his his administration. And they keep calling him president-elect.
Yeah.
On the media, including Fox. I heard, I don't know how many times, all of them last night, everybody I listened to, and I'm trying to think, said that over and over again last night, president-elect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, he's not been declared. The states haven't even declared anything yet.
No, and they're still counting in many, many states. And remember, we are told to believe that when President Obama, the brilliant Obama, was president, Trump colluded with the Russians to steal the election. But now that Trump has all the power of the government, Biden wins it. And fairly. So, again, just lots of lies, Beth Ann.
I still don't quite get why the Senate race is being called, but the presidential one hasn't yet, because they were the same ballots. I'm still trying to figure that out. Shannon Bream was the one I was trying to remember. She said it the most last night, but all of them did it last evening. The music is playing. We're out of time. Daniel, thank you so much. We will see and look forward to your report on Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
Until then, we will pray. We'll pray for all, including our enemies, and we will do our very best, as you do every day, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.